Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
Okay, give me some backup.
Have I stopped you before, ma'am?
The traffic stop.
Your license, your bill of sale, and your insurance papers, please.
The most common police duty.
Liars, go to hell!
And the most outrageous.
That's reckless driving.
I need to get out of here quick.
Police have sent us the most amazing roadside moments ever caught on camera. So you can see the reality of traffic stops.
We reach a 4 and 8.
Before a minor inconvenience.
What might be difficult?
Becomes a major problem.
Don't threaten me with my life.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell. I've been in law enforcement for 27 years, but you don't need to be a cop to know that drivers take crazy and unnecessary chances. What you don't know is that traffic stops are the most dangerous and unpredictable part of an officer's job. In the next 60 minutes, we'll show you traffic stops that range from the incredibly funny to the absolutely terrifying. So sit back. You're about to get a roadside view of tickets in America.
North Charleston, South Carolina. It begins with a simple traffic stop.
Hey, how you doing? You look to your license, your bill of sale, and your insurance papers, please.
Highway Patrolman Brian Miller has stopped this driver for a license plate infraction. So far, nothing major.
You don't have a license? You got any ID on you? No ID at all? Have you ever had a license? Suspended? What's it suspended for?
Now there's a problem. No ID and a suspended license. Trooper Miller wants to know what else this suspect is hiding.
Step out with me.
But when Miller is about to perform a routine pat-down of the driver,
turn around, face control.
The driver gets other ideas. The suspect makes a sudden break for it. Miller tries to hold on, but it's too late. Without warning, this routine traffic stop has exploded into a high-speed pursuit.
Charleston, I'm 10-0, westbound 207.
The driver knows there's no way he can outrace the trooper's powerful cruiser on the open highway.
Westbound, passing 203.
So he pulls a fast one.
He just exited 203.
He continues blazing up the off-ramp. He wants to turn left, but up ahead, a white truck blocks his way. No problem. He'll just squeeze through and cut in front of it.
We just exited 203. We just threw a beer out. We're headed toward Highway 7.
The suspect races ahead at 70 miles an hour. The trooper stays right with him.
I'm on Ladson Road.
But Trooper Miller is about to find out something is terribly wrong.
Charleston, I need a unit out here quick. I have a flat tire. I need a unit out here quick.
A flat tire. A pursuing officer's nightmare. But how did it happen? When the Saab suddenly exited, it narrowly avoided a piece of debris on the road. Trooper Miller ran right over it. Now he struggles just to keep up with the speeding suspect. Backup units are miles away. Somehow, Trooper Miller has to stop this driver all by himself. How he does it is amazing. He sees the coast is clear, and with only three good wheels, manages to pull even. The driver tries to sideswipe the trooper, but his plan backfires, and all he can do is hold on. Incredibly, he's able to leap from the car and run across the road. Trooper Miller runs right after him, and within moments has him in custody. In all, this suspect racked up 13 charges ranging from resisting arrest to drug and firearm possession to littering. He was given 4 years. Trooper Brian Miller was given a terrifying reminder of how wild it can get. Anytime an officer pulls someone over to write them a ticket. Atlanta, 3 a.m. An officer pulls over a car for speeding.
Yes, ma'am. 53 and a 35 posted zone.
The officer asks for the woman's license. She makes a suspicious move, reaching under her seat.
What are you reaching for in there? You come up with anything but a driver's license, you're going to be in trouble here.
I'm reaching for my insurance.
I appreciate that.
The officer is on his guard now. As a precaution, he gives the woman a breath test.
Take a deep breath for me, blow through the tube. Keep on, I tell you to stop, please.
A deep breath?
Yes, ma'am, blow through the tube.
The breath test comes up clean. The officer asks the driver and her female passenger where they're coming from tonight.
Okay.
Finally, the officer is convinced. They're just two young ladies on their way home from a beauty pageant. Except for one thing.
What's your first name?
Kevin.
Your first name's Kevin?
Uh-huh.
Eugene's your middle name. I find that hard to believe. You have any other ID on you? I've never seen a female with the first name spelled like a male.
You mean I look that real to you?
Yes, you do, ma'am.
I thought you knew what I was.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
I guess that's why I wanted to mention.
The officer can't believe his eyes, and he's not going to believe his ears either. When he hears what the driver says next.
This is such a compliment. I mean, if you married him, I would love you to come see me.
No, no, I'm married.
The officer decides he's had enough surprises for one evening, but he's a good sport. He lets the driver off without a speeding ticket. After all, it's apparent that his radar was a little off tonight.
I thought you knew what I was.
When an angry driver takes his personal problems on the road, it's called road rage. It can turn a normal person into a violent criminal. Las Vegas, New Mexico. The driver of this speeding truck is raging with anger. The pursuing officer doesn't know it yet, but the man has just found out that his wife is having an affair. All the officer knows is that this guy is driving dangerously and has to be stopped. He pulls up beside the truck to flag him down. But the suspect doesn't want to stop. The officer tells him several times. Before he finally pulls into a turnout, the officer is ready for anything. Once more, the driver won't cooperate. He just sits there, stewing in his own anger. The officer calls for backup. Then suddenly, the suspect throws it into reverse. The officer backs up as well. He knows not to let a man this unpredictable get behind him. Again, the driver charges wildly. This time, clipping the patrol car. Now it's assault, and there's no telling what this menace will do next. He tries to goad the officer into a confrontation. The officer plays it safe and waits for backup to arrive. This guy wants a fight.
Okay, he's coming out now. He's coming out of the vehicle.
And he wants it now.
Stay right there.
The man is relentless. He strides right up to the officer and tries to tangle with him. The officer uses his baton to prod back the raging man. Eventually, the man retreats to his truck, but when he makes a grab for the officer's baton, the officer grabs him. The two men struggle, and the officer pins him against the pickup. He tries to hold him there, but the suspect is pumped with adrenaline and not about to give up. The officer tries to protect his gun. He knows if the desperate man gets a hold of it, the tables could be turned in a heartbeat. This officer needs backup, fast. Just then, a passing motorist veers off the highway. The stranger is a retired policeman. He helps the officer subdue the struggling man. But with a man this enraged, it isn't easy. Thankfully, more help arrives. It's another passing motorist, and this one's a heavyweight. Incredibly, all he has to do is lie on the suspect to get him under control. While he holds him down, the other two finally put the cuffs on. Now the officer can take his rowdy captive somewhere to cool his hot temper, namely a jail cell. This driver took his personal problems on the road and unleashed his temper on this officer. But thanks to the help of a retired policeman and a sizable Samaritan, the man's rampage ended in crushing defeat. Coming up on Tickets in America, a countdown of bad drivers. From three flat tires,
you're riding on rims,
to two tickets in a row.
That's reckless driving, ma'am.
To one outrageous claim.
You don't know who you're talking to.
It's high decibel action.
You're a damn liar.
Next.
There's that three or four flat tires.
It's going to be the same subject I just had 39.
From arrogant punks.
You ticket, I ain't gonna pay.
To ignorant drunks.
You didn't know your tires are flat?
No.
These reckless drivers are in over their heads. Some suspects will say anything to get out of a ticket, no matter how bizarre, untrue, or threatening. Atlanta, Georgia, 1 a.m.
Morning, sir. Two driver's license, proof of insurance, please.
Officer Tony Corrado has pulled over a speeding motorist. Like many drivers, the man claims innocence.
You know, you're rolling about 78 miles an hour?
Wasn't me.
That was you. Fastest vehicle on the road this morning. You win the prize.
By state law, he must confiscate the man's driver's license and let the ticket serve as a temporary license.
Okay, here you go. That's your driver's license.
But where most traffic stops would end, this one begins.
No, you can't have a driver's license. You don't understand. Come here and talk to me.
This ticket, I ain't gonna pay.
That's fine.
I need my license.
No, I
don't need that ticket.
Okay.
If I don't have my license,
sir,
I need my ticket.
I can tell you what we can do.
I'm gonna pay, you gonna pay.
No, I'm not gonna pay.
You don't know who you're talking to. Tell us the bottom lines.
I'm saying that is your driver's license. It's on the ground. That's a state law.
I'm not gonna get enough. I have diplomatic immunity.
The man claims diplomatic immunity. If he can prove it, he's free to go.
Do you have a card?
No, I'm not going to show you that. I'm just going to show you,
sir, you
how my country could have.
Sir, you need to show me something.
I want my driver's license, and that's all I want.
All the man has to do is show a card. Instead, he decides to play a very different hand.
And you're going to get burned. If you don't get burned from me personally, you're going to get burned from my superiors personally.
Okay, that's fine. You can get on your own.
You know why I find a lot of cops like you dead? Because you come under people in the wrong way. And I can make
everybody
a call right now, and I'll be the only man standing right here right now.
Sir, before you say that, everything
one
you say
right now
is being taped, and you are being filmed right now.
That's no problem.
Don't threaten me with my life.
Don't you think I care?
Corrado can hardly believe how casually the man makes death threats.
What I'm saying, okay, that's your driver's license about to blow down the drain. That's...
Let it blow down the drain.
Once okay, that's fine.
Drain, someone's going to follow it, and it ain't going to be me.
What country are you from, sir?
I had the Cayman Islands.
Scare tactics aside, if the man does have diplomatic immunity, Corrado could get into serious trouble for detaining him.
Let me call a supervisor to the scene, sir.
The supervisor sorts out the story.
He's claiming diplomatic immunity. He would not sign my traffic citation. Okay. He threw it on the ground.
Okay, hold on. Are you claiming diplomatic immunity?
Yeah, I'm not of this country.
Well,
and I don't have my documents.
Do you know what diplomatic immunity means? You have a little card from the State Department saying that you have diplomatic immunity.
I have a card. I also have a passport.
Well, no, I'm not saying a passport now. I'm saying a card from the State Department of the United States that says you have diplomatic immunity. A little bit bigger than your driver's license. It says you have different
I don't think I have a card.
The supervisor quickly realizes the man has no idea what he's talking about. Simply being foreign, does not entitle him to diplomatic immunity. Finally, the man gives in.
In America, America is so, it's a rude awakening for me.
This guy tried everything to avoid a speeding ticket. He lied.
That was you.
He claimed special privilege.
I have diplomatic immunity.
He even threatened international terrorism.
You're gonna see how much power my country can take against you.
But when Officer Tony Corrado refused to be intimidated,
don't threaten me with my life.
The man was powerless to do anything except pay the fine. Florala, Alabama. At the state line between Florida and Alabama, local officers make sure cars coming into the state slow down.
Okay, man, the reason I stopped your speed limit is 45. Back there where I clocked you at, you were running 62 mile an hour.
Okay. I know I was going a little over, but I wasn't going 62.
Okay, I'll be right back with you.
Although she admits to speeding, she's upset about getting caught. While she waits, her anger grows. And when the officer returns, she grabs the ticket from him.
Try to slow down, be careful.
Not even listening to the officer's advice, she jams on the gas pedal.
That's reckless driving, man. Pull over.
Clearly, this woman still has not learned her lesson.
It's gonna be the same subject. I just had 39. She spun out on me when she left, so I'm gonna write her another one.
The officer hopes a second ticket will convince the woman to slow down.
See your driver's license, please.
And drive more carefully.
That's reckless driving, man. Pull over.
For everyone's sake. Jackson, Tennessee.
There's that 3 or 4 flat tires.
When Lieutenant Griffiths works the night shift, he keeps a sharp eye out for those hard-to-spot drunk drivers. But sometimes, they make it all too easy.
What's your windshield crack for?
I wrecked it a while ago.
You wrecked it? Looks like you messed something up the front and went all the way down the side. What'd you hit?
This driver is so blotto, he doesn't even remember the damage he's left in his wake.
Where did you have your wreck at?
My driveway.
Your driveway? In Henderson? And you drove all the way from Henderson with your tires flat?
My tires flat.
You didn't know your tires are flat?
No.
You got, honey, 3 flat tires?
The drunk sees it, but doesn't believe it. He doesn't believe it the second time Griffiths tells him either.
2 of your tires are caught. Totally gone. You don't have
them. They're gone.
You're riding on rims.
No, you're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. They're gone.
Considering that this guy can't remember the accident he just had, it's no surprise that he can't remember the alphabet either.
B, C, D, E, F, G, H, R, D, G, O, G, E.
Well, try it again.
A, B, C, D, E, G, F.
It's obvious this guy is plastered. But what he says next is the final insult to Officer Griffiths.
How much you had to drink tonight?
2
beers.
Griffiths has heard enough. He cuffs the driver.
Put your hands behind your back, the back of your hands together. Fix my car.
This man was so out of touch, he could have run someone off the road and not even known it. It's a miracle he only destroyed his own car.
Paint scraped, mirror broke, deer, front windshield broke.
For police, difficult decisions are part of the job.
Well, now he's not attempting to pull off.
But for Lieutenant Griffiths, arresting this driver for DUI was the easiest decision he's ever made.
You got 3 flat tires, 2 of them.
Next, on Tickets in America.
Sir, what's going on?
The most obvious suspects.
You got your cigarette lit on the wrong end.
To ever hit the road. Some play it cool.
It's a bad number name.
Some lose their cool. And some get to cool their heels. Next.
Yeah, I'm in the Christmas spirit.
From holiday cheer.
Why don't you hand me that can of beer there?
To a couple of beers.
You're a damn liar.
A little goes a very long way. Avon, Ohio. This police officer thought he'd seen just about everything.
Sorry, I didn't see a speed limit posted. I was trying to do about 45.
Okay, do you know how fast you were actually going?
I don't know.
You're going 59.
I watched the speed, all right?
Well, wait a second. Can you turn the car off, please, sir?
The officer runs the driver's record. It's clean. It's also 2 days before Christmas. And this cop is in the giving mood. He tries to let the driver go.
Yeah, I'm in the Christmas spirit. I'll just give you warning, but...
Okay.
What's going on? I'll tell you what, turn the car off.
This guy couldn't be acting more suspicious. The cop has no choice but to ask the driver for a consent to search.
Take your hands out of your pockets, go ahead and face the car.
But the driver has a hard time following easy directions. In fact, he has a hard time following any directions.
Sir, keep your hands up there, okay? Keep your hands right there. Do not move them.
The officer searches the man, but comes up empty.
Right,
still no cooperation.
Do not fight with me. You're going to get resisting arrest.
Okay, all right.
Do not fight with me.
All right, I won't.
The man says he won't, but he continues to struggle anyway. And the officer has to take him down.
Do not move.
I'm sorry. I won't let it happen again. Can I get up, please?
This cop may have been in the Christmas spirit before, but right now, he's all out of gifts.
Hold down here. Please, can I get up?
You're not moving until another officer gets here.
Okay.
When they search the car, the cops find a minute amount of marijuana under the driver's seat. By itself, it's enough to get him a ticket and a small fine. But because he couldn't keep his cool, this stoner will pay thousands in fines for obstructing justice.
Sir, keep your hands up there.
Resisting arrest.
Do not fight with me, you're gonna get resisting arrest.
And assaulting a police officer. Lucky for him, there's no fine for just being plain hard-headed.
I'm getting cold, can I just get up?
No.
Please.
Drunk drivers. They try all kinds of tricks to appear sober, but they end up incriminating themselves with every breath. In Bismarck, North Dakota, an officer makes a stop on a possible DUI.
Hi. Can I see your driver's license, please?
Some drunk drivers can hide the fact that they've been drinking.
Why don't you hand me that can of beer there?
This is not one of those drivers. In fact, the man can't even find his license, which he's holding in his other hand.
So your license is right here.
The officer wants to do a field sobriety test.
Whoop.
But for this man, just standing up is a challenge.
I'm gonna have you do a couple of tests for me, all right?
The officer prepares to give the tests. Then he notices something strange.
You got your cigarette lit on the wrong end. You lift the filter.
It's a pretty simple mistake. And the man offers a simple explanation.
That was yours.
Pardon me?
That was yours.
Whose?
In the car.
Somebody else in the car?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's one obvious problem with the driver's reasoning.
There's nobody else in there.
He's established the man is having trouble smoking and remembering the number of passengers in his car.
I get you to just stand right here where my light is shining, would you please?
Now the officer wants to see if the man can walk a straight line.
All right, right there.
He does well, but standing still is another story.
Put your hands down to your side. Okay, why don't you come on back here and have a seat in my car?
That's it. The man is arrested for DUI. Sometimes it's obvious a driver is drunk.
Why don't you hand me that can of beer there?
And sometimes the indications are more subtle.
You got your cigarette lit on the wrong end.
But instead of ending with a stagger...
Okay.
This DUI easily could have ended like so many others. with a crash. And there would have been nothing.
I'm gonna place you under arrest.
Funny about that. Coming up on Tickets in America.
You're foolish.
A chronic offender turns huffy in a hurry.
Well, shoot me. I don't care. Just kill me.
You're 88 miles an hour.
And a teen in a hurry turns felon in a flash. Plus, a rookie in the fray.
Take one of y'all that touches me is going to jail.
Uncovers a devious plot.
That's what I'm talking about.
Next. Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
Put the dog down, ma'am.
When drivers lash out and officers strike back, it's a fight to the finish. Hearn, Texas.
Highway Patrol, could you step back here, please?
A woman is pulled over for speeding.
Ma'am, I checked you running over the speed limit. Is there an emergency for your speed today? Do you have your license and insurance with you?
But as the officer takes the woman's information, he gets a flash of deja vu.
Have I stopped you before, ma'am?
I believe you probably have.
Ma'am?
I think you have.
This all sounds awfully familiar.
Seems like it's just kind of a jinx place for me.
As it turns out, this woman has gotten so many tickets and failed to pay them that she has a warrant out for her arrest.
But this is wrong. I do not have any unpaid tickets. I do not have any.
Ma'am, they have advised me over the radio that there is a warrant.
They're lying. They're incorrect.
No, they're not lying. They may be incorrect.
You're wrong.
But ma'am, there's no point in us standing here talking about it now. I want you to follow me back to the police station in Huntington.
No, you're not going.
Ma'am.
I'm not going.
The officer has been patient, but when the woman threatens to drive away, he confiscates her car keys.
Ma'am, don't make this difficult.
The woman tries everything, even playing the victim.
Why are you doing this to me?
I'm not mistreating you. I'm not doing anything to you, but we're going to have to go back and take care of these warrants.
I don't have a warrant. You go take warrants. You go take it. You go straighten it out. You know I paid my ticket.
I have to take you back. I don't have a choice. By law, I do not have a choice.
Then, in a feeble attempt to thwart the officer, the woman tries locking him out of the car. Maybe she's forgotten who has the keys.
Come on out of the car, ma'am. I tried to be nice to you.
Things get even more bizarre when the woman actually drags her dog into the fray.
Put your dog in the car.
Help!
Ma'am, put your dog in the car.
Help!
Come on. Don't make this difficult.
You're making it difficult.
Put the dog down, ma'am.
Put the dog. A passing motorist hears the cry for help, but he quickly realizes who needs it most.
Just stand here just a minute. She's a little bit uncooperative. Can you close her door, sir?
No, but my dog is in this place.
Ma'am, just relax. Ma'am, calm down.
Finally, with cuffs in place, the woman is taken into custody. In the end, she paid the fine and cleared her record. But she remains one of the toughest suspects this officer ever put the collar on.
Put the dog down.
Officers know that anything can happen at a traffic stop. And the only way to be ready for anything is to be ready for the worst. Walton County, Georgia. Deputy Bo Huff stops a speeder on a deserted stretch of highway.
81 in front of the schoolhouse.
This is how quickly it can all go wrong.
That's right, sir. The reason I stopped, you're doing 88 miles an hour. 55. Radio, just be shot!
Took about 3 seconds to be over with, and I never knew what happened.
The nighttime silence is shattered by two gunshots, striking Huff in the chest. But Huff was prepared for just such an emergency. His bulletproof vest stopped both shots cold. The driver peels away. The suspect is caught several miles down the road. It turns out he's only 15 years old. He had no priors and no warrants. So why did he attempt murder? he didn't want to be caught in his grandmother's car. The driver gets 12 years under a plea bargain agreement. Huff's message to fellow officers is clear.
If it hadn't been for the vest, I'd just be laying out on the road. People who don't wear them, you know, they're just waiting on their day.
Next, on Tickets in America, an irate subject pounds out a sermon.
Liars go to hell!
And a disgruntled driver hits the school of hard knocks. Scary suspects on a roaring rampage. Next. Before the stop, during the stop,
I told you I'm not signing.
And after the stop, when these drivers get wild, there's no holding them back. In Columbia, South Carolina, the state police are on the trail of an erratic driver. As the woman behind the wheel pulls into a gas station, she seems to be cooperating. But each time the driver seems ready to stop, she edges forward a little bit more. When the trooper finally approaches the vehicle, he immediately sees this woman should not be on the road. The driver has locked herself in the car, and she has a wild, irrational look in her eye. Before the trooper can calm her down, she snaps, throwing the car into drive and slamming into a passing car. If the officer thought she was a reckless driver before, he hasn't seen anything yet. The suspect squeals around corners, dodges wildly into opposing lanes, and then swings over three lanes of traffic to race past another unit. Pushing his car to the limit, the officer fights his way ahead of the suspect, but the woman refuses to be boxed in. Moments later, she rumbles back into the lead, forcing the cruiser to jump the center island. The trooper continues the chase, still clueless as to why this woman is running. By now, a squadron of cruisers has formed behind the red car. But each time she looks surrounded, the suspect swerves across lanes and weaves over the soft shoulder to get away. When all else fails, the woman pulls a high-speed U-turn over the median strip. The trooper has to whip his car around in seconds just to stay with her. As the speeds increase, one thing becomes clear. If this chase doesn't end soon, it will probably end badly. The trooper has only one choice. When the road ahead is all clear, the officer bumps the red car from behind. The combination of high speeds and precise contact sends the suspect into a spin. In total control, the trooper doubles back just as the red car slides to a stop. Within seconds, the officers are out of their cars, and this reckless driver is under arrest. But the question remains, why did she run? Was she a fleeing felon wanted for warrants? Or even under the influence? The answer is no. She was just a woman who let a bad day turn a minor ticket into a major problem. Officers have many weapons that can protect them from a physical assault. But when an angry driver launches into a verbal assault, an officer's best weapons are patience and a reliable witness. Post Falls, Idaho, a turn signal violation.
I'm with a red Volkswagen Rabbit, temporary registration.
When the officer calls in the vehicle description, he learns there's a bulletin out for a similar car. He gives the driver a chance to clear himself.
Okay, Robert. Who's your insurance company again?
What's your badge number and name?
My name's Officer Gunderson, but who's your insurance company?
If the driver would only cooperate, he might be free to go. But he decides to force the officer's ticket-writing hand.
What I'd like to do is see if I can confirm that you have insurance at this time, and we can call them. Not going to give me that information?
I gave it to you once.
Okay, well, now I'm here with a paper and a pen ready to write it down.
Write me the ticket, and I'll prove it in court.
Okay. Close call 37.
37.
Is there an assist unit available for an irate subject here?
1131, copy.
Backup arrives on the scene. The driver is unfazed.
Okay, Robert.
I hope you find the red car you're looking for.
So do I, thank you. Where's
liar.
This,
You're a damn liar is what you are.
Okay.
I'm signing it.
Okay, well, I'll serve it on you. This is for proof of insurance and the turn signal violation
turn
that I told you about back here.
Mine.
Okay.
You are so foolish. Funny, you know that?
Like I told you, it's on video. We can.
I don't give a what it's on.
Okay,
you followed me from the freeway looking
this?
For something. I told you I'm not signing.
Okay.
You were looking for a reason.
I told you I was looking for a car that looked like.
Oh,
this.
You're so full of. Because there's a red car sitting right there. Right there to my Idaho and Southeast, just like this. You're full of. You're a liar.
Calm down.
Calm you down.
If you do have proof of insurance, you can take this in.
Just give me my ticket.
Okay, that's what you feel about it.
You're a damn liar. Liars go to hell. Man, you're lucky you got that badge and gun. Because as crazy as I am, that's why I take this, man.
Okay. I'm glad you do. Here's your ticket. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Be sure to wear your seatbelt now. Why don't you leave before you get charged with obstructing or something else?
You're not the problem, you're driving a public.
You're disturbing the peace. Get going.
You get going.
Leave. Okay. He seems to be taking it well.
And with that, the man goes on his way. The newest honoree in the Loudmouth Hall of Fame. Pinellas County, Florida, 1:45 a.m. It's a peaceful morning with no drivers in sight. Corporal Richard Nalvin patrols a quiet stretch of highway until suddenly, the nighttime silence is shattered when a Mustang rips past the officer at over 100 miles an hour, not even seeing the cruiser.
The passenger quickly informed the driver that he had just passed a police officer. The driver did not believe her at all.
Within seconds, the speeder is a speck on the horizon. Nalvin kicks it into high gear.
That Mustang southbound Bayside, excess of 120.
The driver still has no idea that a police car is right behind him, and he has no idea what's right in front of him either.
There were other people that were present out there as they were trying to fix this disabled vehicle.
A stalled car and its unprotected occupants are a blur as the suspect rockets past. Nalvin activates
southbound,
his lights.
South end of it here. Give me signal 12. We need to take this guy 10-15.
The driver finally responds. As they pull over, Nalvin radios his plan to dispatch.
All right, this guy's gone to the right of the jail.
Speed's this outrageous. A mere ticket won't do.
Out of the car, driver.
Nalvin quickly snaps on the cuffs. The driver is charged with reckless endangerment.
Suspect went to jail.
The driver had begun the evening on a wide open road. He'll end it in an 8x10 cell. Coming up,
you are some kind of crook
on Tickets in America.
We'll see what he had to say.
All right.
A rookie deals with an unbelievable situation.
Take 20 out of touches, he's going to jail.
When a used car gets trashed.
That's what I'm talking about.
Next. If you have amazing footage of police action or crimes in progress, call me, John Bunnell, at World's Wildest Police Videos at the phone number below, 800-611-9944. That's 1-800-611-9944. One of the most stressful jobs in the world is police work. That's why sometimes officers use pranks to break the tension. Police and practical jokes go way, way back. So we sent our crew out into the field to help one officer pull off the perfect prank.
Just give me my damn money bag and let me get the hell home.
In Dooley County, Georgia, two men argue. But it's not what it seems.
What is your problem? I'll tell you what's wrong with this thing. You are some kind of crook.
They're actually part of an elaborate police prank. Just down the road, a senior officer is on lunch break with a new recruit. Suddenly, they see two subjects fighting. As they drive up on the scene, the younger deputy has no idea he's being set up.
Give me my damn money back, man!
It seems like any other street dispute, and the senior officer acts accordingly.
We'll see what he had to say.
All right. I live in Cordial with my mother. She wanted to sell this car. I sold it to this gentleman right here 2 hours ago. Now he's telling me that it's a lemon and he wants his money back. It's a done deal, man.
This kind of situation is a matter for the courts, and the young deputy looks like he wants no part of it.
I can't stand this stuff, man. I mean, I give the guy $1,700 for this thing. I can't even get this thing to Atlanta, man.
There's nothing wrong with this car. My mother.
But there is something wrong with the mirror.
It's a piece. Look, that's just, what the hell's that held on with, bubble gum?
When the mirror breaks off in this man's hand, tempers really start to flare. Including the young deputies.
I'm sorry.
Take one of y'all that touches me is going to jail.
I'm sorry, man. Look.
Hearing his protege's tough talk, the senior officer can barely keep a straight face.
Look at this.
First the mirror, now the bumper. What next? The prankee doesn't have to wait long to find out.
You know, it's supposed to have, sir, this thing's supposed to have 50,000 miles on it. I swear to God, that's what I'm talking about.
The door isn't the only thing that comes unhinged.
Crazy son of a gun.
With one swift kick, the car blows its hood. And the young deputy can only watch as the vehicle goes crazy. This rookie officer should be eating lunch by now. Instead, he's trying to figure out how to write a report on this. Luckily, his partner lets him off the hook.
Come here, let me show you something.
Way to go. What's that right there in that black glove? You know what that looks like? It looks like a camera. You know what? You've been set up.
As the hidden crew reveals itself, the rookie has only two questions.
Why and for what?
The answer is the same reason cops have pulled pranks for years and years. To break the tension of the toughest job on Earth.
Well, I knew it was a bad car. I still didn't know it was a prank.
Dealing with tension.
You don't know who you're talking to.
Protecting the streets.
That's reckless driving, man.
For officers across the country.
Put the dog down, man.
It's a full-time job.
Liars go to hell.
Never routine.
What's going on?
And never boring.
I've never seen a female with the first name smell like a male.
Because anything can happen. Help! When you're writing tickets in America.